This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We open up the phone lines that you can call in and, well, talk about whatever's on your mind. We, of course, also bring in show prep. Makes sense. Last night, we were talking about an article that we didn't quite get through from Medium.com. The author here, Elliot Gulliver Needham. He's one of those hyphenated kids. And, he later in the article says he's a Marxist, so you're going to get that from it. But we didn't get terribly far into it. More or less, his premise is that, the article here, Adam Smith to Richard Spencer, why libertarians turn to the alt-right. And the byline is, why libertarians are embracing fascism. And he's going to make a historical argument here. So he goes on to understand why libertarians are so susceptible to white supremacist ideas. We have to look at the history of it, specifically within the United States. The fact is that libertarianism has always been a refuge of racism and implicit support for authoritarianism. Okay. The libertarians are the opposite of authoritarians, and to suggest that they're authoritarianism doesn't really make much sense or understand libertarians. However, if you certainly can't argue that there are people who have had insensitive positions who have been libertarians in the past. But
well,
let's talk about
logical do to you though. If I'm coming at my position from logic, and if I'm in a fringe group, I probably am. Then I'm going to have a lot of things that your feels don't like.
And when people demand that they have a right to my stuff and I say no, that automatically makes me a fascist to them. So
right.
I'm a jackbooted fascist libertarian.
Well, let's also talk about, I mean, I don't know Mr. Needham here, but I'm just going to guess as a Marxist that he's probably voted Democrat at some point or another. Let's look at the history of that organization, shall we? I mean, there's some racism in that organization.
Founded the KKK, yep. Interned the Japanese in World War II, passed all the Jim Crow laws. And one thing I'll note is when a Democrat, Woodrow Wilson, became president, he resegregated Washington, D.C., which had all since Reconstruction, Washington, D.C. was a desegregated city. And the federal government was desegregated, so there were blacks working in all kinds of civil service positions. But when Woodrow Wilson got into office, he booted them all out, and he resegregated Washington.
I mean, you don't even have to go into the past. I mean, they do this now. All Democrats do is tell minorities and women, because I'm not a minority, that we can't make it on our own, and we need all this help that white straight men don't need. I mean, the rich white liberals that I know are more racist than the Nazis that I know.
I've heard that argument, you know, that basically if you want to provide somebody with help, you believe that they are helpless. And, well, I mean, there's an argument to it. I would also, if you start looking at organizations like the Republican Party, I don't want to just crap on the Democratic Party. It's easy and fun. But if you look at the Republican Party, I'm guessing that most people of certain ethnicities, right, like the non-white ethnicities, probably believe that most of the overt racists in America vote Republican.
Oh, because at some point in the past century, everybody magically switched parties. At some point, everybody came out onto the street in their neighborhood, and they shook hands with the member of the opposite party that lived across the street, and they swapped their campaign signs and changed their registration, and suddenly everybody just swapped, and so then the Democrats became the progressive, tolerant Party and then the Republicans who had freed the slaves and passed desegregation and all this other stuff and were the ones that voted for the Civil Rights Act, suddenly they were the racists. And they you can never get them to pin down on when exactly this happened, but if you ask them, does that mean that all the stuff that Woodrow Wilson and Franklin Delano Roosevelt passed that you claim are great Democrat programs, should we be crediting them now as Republican things, victories, because the Republicans now represent what those guys were for, apparently, according to the Democrats?
Well, probably not.
No.
And right. So, but if we look at this list, according to Needham here, he says that if the libertarians are a refuge for libertarianism is a refuge for racism and implicit support for authoritarianism, and if we include then the Republicans and Democrats in this list, how many political organizations in America representing what percentage of the voting populace are left? Because I'm just guessing nothing's left. And, so you can go, back in history, and you can find racism wherever it is that you find it. And let's go on here with the article. It's just it's a fool's errand. Despite direct contradiction to their supposed ideology, according to the authoritarianism here, throughout history, the men who are considered the cornerstones of right libertarian philosophy, and he does specify not left libertarian. I hate that there's these these markers between them. There's the right libertarians and left libertarians, but all right.
Well, that's what I'll accept that. That's my kind of preferred specification.
Well,
some people who call themselves less libertarians tend to be more communist than libertarians.
And the communists are definitely doing an entryist sort of strategy to try to co-opt the Libertarian Party by coming in and declaring anyone who is, to the right of Henry George as a fascist, racist, patriarchal bigot.
Because having logical arguments is boring, let's call people names.
It is facts so not racist. Boring. Just not doing it right if you think it's boring.
But facts and logic are racist.
That's
you?
Right. Look at Mises' support of Mussolini, or Hayek and Friedman's backing of Pinochet. Friedman didn't back Pinochet. He gave him some financial advice. Whatever. It's clear that these people have always been willing to put aside ideology for what they see as an end that justifies the means. Even in such morally abhorrent cases as supporting apartheid in South Africa, don't know anything about that, or the Confederacy under the pretense of states' rights.
Oh,
wait a second.
My feet are supporting apartheid in South Africa, and none of the conservatives are.
Right. Well, I don't know any liberals supporting apartheid, but I don't know that much about it. I mean, admittedly, apartheid in South Africa was kind of before my time, and I didn't pay that much attention. But when you talk about supporting the Confederacy under the pretense of states' rights, you don't understand my position. My position is this, and it's really, really clear. If we're going to presume that there are states and that those states have rights, then if that state, as an organization that is legitimate, that's what you're presuming. I'm not, but fine. Let's do that. If you're presuming that that state has the right to enter into a contract known as the Constitution of the United States of America, then by God, it has the right to get out. There's no other organizational model that we have as an example in history that you can't, once you're in, you can't get out.
And if Democrats are so strongly anti-slavery now when they were pro-slavery before,
yeah.
Why did they support the 16th Amendment, which basically re-legalized slavery, only it enslaved everyone to the federal government under the income tax?
Right, because slavery these days basically amounts to taxes. And when you have to, slavery is giving a certain amount of the fruits of your labor. Right. The fruits of your labor go to somebody else, and that's what's going on with taxes, too. So, anyway, going on here. This lingering white supremacy in the libertarian movement carried on beyond the 20th century into the ideologues, beyond the mid-20th century, into the ideologues of Murray Rothbard and Lou Rockwell. Rothbard himself wrote, "The proper strategy of libertarians and paleos is a strategy of right-wing populism." Well, I guess my defense of that statement would be is, most people are conservative by nature.
Right-wing populism is gun rights, because that was really the preeminent...
It's anti-immigrant, too.
But it was Gun rights were the preeminent civil rights issue of the era in which Murray Rothbard was talking about those things. It had nothing to do with segregation or desegregation or immigration or anything like that. It was almost entirely about gun rights.
I mean, libertarians have a heck of a time with patriotism, and that's considered right-wing populism.
And gun control laws, I should remind people, were passed under the Jim Crow legislation to disarm blacks.
That's absolutely the reason for them. So anyway, he's basically comparing white right-wing policies to Donald Trump here. Of course, what else would you do? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dinovite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. welcome to call in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Mark here with you, by the way.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Yeah, we're talking about this guy on the internet who has written an article that says that libertarians are basically all racists. And I think it's worth tearing this down. Because this is, to me, this is the idiot's easy way out of winning an argument. Well, my enemies are racists.
Yes.
It's also kind of irrelevant. So if I have a ideology for a societal structure, I could be the most evil person that ever walked the face of the earth. I'm either right or wrong on my own merits. It's not relevant to the discussion. It's
true.
Relevant to whether or not what kind of person I am.
That's,
it's not relevant to the conclusions that I come to.
Right. That's the ad hominem attack, as they say, is attacking the person rather than the argument. When you can't attack the argument, which in many cases leftists do not feel qualified to do, or they feel like attacking the actual argument isn't working, so why not attack the person who's over there?
And as Goebbels says, to always blame the others of that of which you are guilty.
That's Goebbels, or whatever his name is. Hitler's guy. There you go. So let me tell you about Bitcoin.com. I cannot stress this enough. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything that is Bitcoin related. If you need to get some Bitcoin, they got it at Bitcoin.com. If you need to get a wallet to put your Bitcoin in, which, of course, you already have a wallet if you have some Bitcoin, but they have a really great wallet over there at Bitcoin.com. You can get some free Bitcoin. They've got a free faucet. They can show you where you can spend your Bitcoin, places like saveatpurse.com. You can also read the latest news or engage in with the community at the Bitcoin Forum. They've got everything you need there. And they buy latest news. They have a news department at Bitcoin.com. Learn more by going over to Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com. And going on with the article here from Medium, we can see this again with strands of white supremacy throughout Ron Paul's two presidential campaigns in 2008 and 2012. Perhaps the clearest place is where internet libertarianism flourished. Paul was the favored presidential candidate by libertarians, and if you spent a lot of time on websites such as Reddit in 2012, you almost certainly saw massive amounts of support for him. Of course, while not everyone who supported Ron Paul was a racist, well, thanks for that, buddy. That's really kind. He was surrounded by racists, and they had a strong place in his campaign, including future alt-right leader Richard Spencer. Okay.
False.
Wait, what? No.
Richard Spencer is an outright socialist. There's no way he supported Ron Paul.
I think that I heard that he was in the campaign, but, this is the claim by the guy. My favorite part is that he links a YouTube channel here to that. So I can't even look at his link to suggest that Richard Spencer was somehow involved. But even if that was so, he suggests that he's surrounded by racists and then says Richard Spencer.
That's not
surrounded.
Richard Spencer doesn't count as more than one just because he's like more famous or powerful. More racist or anything.
They did have this, they smeared Ron Paul during the campaigns with these newsletters that he had put out at one point. Texas Straight Talk was what they were called. And
which hadn't even been written by him.
No, they weren't written by him. And they probably should have been edited by him, but as a person who is sort of, you know, at the top of an organization, I can tell you, it's difficult to handle every task. I just can't do everything. So I have to delegate tasks. And sometimes I don't, like, you know, I'm sure Ron Paul didn't realize in retrospect he wishes he would have looked at that particular, editing job and said, I wish I would have read this thing all the way through and seen what was said there, but I didn't.
And really the things that he had said that he was accused of being racist about was the sort of economic conditions that he was predicting, and he predicted that one of the potential fallouts would be racial-based conflicts. And what are we seeing now with Black Lives Matter versus, you know, you've got in white supremacists in Charlottesville, you know, there's a fulfillment of his predictions.
That's racist. Going on here, but it wasn't until the collapse of New Atheism that right libertarianism would reach the peak of its internet success. New Atheism was the primary shelter for teenage, white, middle-class men around 2010. I'll take your word for it. I wasn't there. I wasn't one of those things either. Certainly wasn't teenage. And I'm ashamed to confess I was one of them. Reddit was originally one of the biggest places on the internet for new atheism, with r/atheism being one of the biggest subreddits on the site. Over time, it transitioned from hating religion to hating social justice warriors, supporting Ron Paul's presidential campaign, and fighting for libertarian issues like legalization of marijuana. Just as we can draw a direct line between right atheism and white supremacy, right libertarianism and white supremacy, we can do the same with new atheism and the libertarian movement. Okay, we need to, I'll take your word for it. I mean, I don't know, I wasn't there. We just need to look at YouTube to see the rational skeptics like the Amazing Atheist or Sargon of Akkad transition from new atheism to classical liberalism to the alt-right. Now, Sargon of Akkad supposedly is not alt-right at all.
Neither of those people are alt-right.
He just is not afraid to cover those issues in person.
And one of those people is a leftist.
Amazing Atheist?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know any of this stuff. I don't follow any of these things that he's making the claim on here.
Yeah, Amazing Atheist was what they called an A-plus person, which was a group of left-wing atheists who were trying to co-opt the whole atheist movement for progressivism.
I'll take your word for it. All these communities carried over a similar audience, the previously mentioned white, middle-class demographic, mainly on platforms such as YouTube or Reddit. Indeed, it could be argued that the part of what made new atheism so popular among its demographic was not only the counterculture rebellion against traditional societal values, but strands of Islamophobia. Obviously, and this does sort of happen in atheism. They'll say things like, I hate Christianity, but boy, those Muslims are dangerous, or whatever it is that they say. And I suppose some of them are, but obviously not all of them. And it seems like anybody from the Middle East is always called out as a Muslim, whereas anybody who commits a terrible, heinous crime from any other place isn't called a Christian. Like this guy who shot up the mosque isn't being called a Christian. He's just being called, a bigot. And that's probably fair.
Pinning him down on anything is hard, given
sure
his
is.
Manifesto is so full of memes from 8chan. I mean,
yeah.
What exactly does he represent, which was just a joke?
Yeah. So with the transition from new atheism to right libertarianism, the alt-right had a clear target for conversion and recruitment. So the similarities between libertarianism and the alt-right, as hinted at by his historical development, libertarianism is to particularly appealing to the white middle-class men. It seems fairly obvious why. This group is perhaps the most privileged in our society and sees little reason for a change in societal politics. And
you wouldn't be a libertarian. You would be a Republican.
I think that he wants to call everything the same, and this is one of the mistakes that leftists really make, is for whatever reason, they may hate Republicans, but they hate libertarians worse. But they agree with libertarians on some issues.
Oh, yeah, but the problem is the issues they disagree with us on are ones that we agree with Republicans on, and that makes us super Republicans, which are double secret evil.
Whatever, yeah. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say they've arrested the suspect in the deadly Netherlands tram shooting. Three people were murdered and several other were hurt when the man opened fire on the tram.
Justice Minister Ferdinand Grapperhaus.
Allegedly, he had an automatic weapon. After the assault, he fled from the crime scene.
Daily low-dose aspirin is no longer recommended to reduce the risk of a heart attack and stroke for older adults. That's a reversal of guidelines from the American College of Cardiology and the American Heart Association. The new guidelines come after a comprehensive study. Fox News medical contributor Mark Siegel tells Fox News what you have to remember regarding this new study.
The message here isn't don't stop your aspirin. The message here is go over it with your physician.
On Tuesday, President Trump will welcome the leader of Brazil to the White House. They will have a joint news conference and private talks as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips? Create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Free to call in and talk live. Here on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
I read an article here from Medium.com where a gentleman has taken the low road in discussing libertarianism and, like so many, has just decided, well, so many on every side of the issue, right? Everybody wants to say, well, they're racist. You don't have to listen to their points. And I would just like everybody to step down for, you know, just a few minutes here in life. And when somebody uses the pejorative racist, it's not that we should ignore it completely, because obviously there are racist people in the world. But
right, but it's also a very, you know, heinous thing to accuse someone of.
Right. I mean, it's the next it's the next step down from pedophile. You know, and once you call somebody a racist, you don't have to listen to their arguments anymore. I'm just saying, hey everybody, our rhetoric needs to not be sloppy.
Yeah.
Okay? And if you can at least have good rhetoric, you can have a conversation. You might learn something.
And I would like to know when being a communist is back to being seen as just as or worse than being called a Nazi.
I don't know if communist, but certainly socialist has gotten more currency with the.
Well, being a socialist is cool now, you know. And the thing is that
they don't know what it means.
Socialists and communists killed way more people than the Nazis did in the 20th century, but they're not seen as anywhere near as evil and dastardly.
Hashtag not real socialism. Let's go to the phones here real quick. We got Bad Slave sitting on the line calling in on the Discord. By the way, you can call in on Discord, too, if you would like to. You just go to discord.freetalklive.com, and there you have the option of you can use the web browser if you want. I don't think you can call in the web browser, but if you get the app, especially on your phone, it works really well, and you'll sound great.
Use Discord. We have cookies.
Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Mark, Melanie, and Mike, 3 M's.
There. What's up, bro?
What's on your mind?
Go for it. Yeah, good to hear from you, Mike, too. Listen, I was watching an imam somewhere. I don't even know where, but he was speaking English, a little bit of Arabic, just like Will Coley. And you know, they were all commiserating about losing, you know, all their compatriots there in NZ, and I, you know, I'm way with them on that. Nobody should have to put up with this crap. I don't care what your race, creed, or, you know, color is. And the fact is that these people, there was a bunch of, you know, there, it looked like there might have been 100 people chiming in on the comments on this guy's live stream. And, you know, I just kind of threw in a couple of things about self-defense in there, that the right exists and it's a good idea.
Yeah,
we don't have to use it.
We won't know what would have happened in the New Zealand situation if people would have been able to carry concealed carry handguns, because basically it's really close to just illegal in New Zealand, at least according to what I've seen on the internet.
It's not close to illegal, but it's you can't use self-defense as a reason to put on your application for a gun license. So you have to say, hunting or target shooting is your reason for that.
But you can't carry, you don't need a concealed carry permit for target shooting.
Right.
If you're carrying, you know, what? You know, I had it because I was going to go and do, target practice afterwards, my mosque meeting or whatever. And I was going to, I was definitely not going to defend myself, but there I was with my handgun, and so I went ahead and, you know, picked the guy off, and, you know, I don't know how many lives.
Well, I don't know New Zealand law, but I kind of doubt that all these countries that have those kind of restrictions are going to be like, you can just carry as long as you're vaguely on their way to the range. Carrying is probably pretty illegal.
Well, you know, I don't know. Do they have ranges there even?
Yes, they do. But actually, my cousin immigrated there when he finished his doctorate in climatology in Auckland. So, you know, he was able to bring his firearms from the U.S. to New Zealand. He had to register them and get permits and all that kind of stuff.
But, so firearms or not, I was addressing the idea of hate. And I put that in quotes because it's not my word. And, they use the word hate so much in their comments, to this imam in, wherever he was. I don't even know. It was just one of those random things where you see something going on and you pick it up on Facebook Live. And, it was all talking about all this hate, and I eventually put in a thing in there. I said, listen, you know, I doubt that hate really has anything to do with this idiot's shoot, shooting event. He had a particular, list of objectives, and I doubt that hate was in there.
He was definitely an ethno-nationalist. He specifically said in his manifesto, and I encourage people to actually go online and read his manifesto. Don't rely on what the news media says he said.
Well,
everybody online saying, do not read his manifesto.
No, read it. You know, I always encourage, you need to read what your enemies write to know what they're saying.
I'm intending to do that. But even being an ethno-nationalist,
What?
Muting me?
I'm saying I'm curious as to how you're going to say that an ethno-nationalist doesn't have hate.
He has decided, you know, through maybe something that he got from, Molyneux or whoever, about IQs or about whatever, and that, from some screwed up thing, it may not have anything to do with
it. Well, it's ignorance. One of his big arguments is
you can't hate without having, some kind of a relationship.
That's not true at all. And his arguments were actually more about fear than about, well, I guess hate coming from fear.
Hate does come from fear.
His arguments revolve around the demographic trap that whites are in, where because so many whites in so many white-dominated countries have bought into modern progressivism and feminism and so forth, that the fertility rate among white women has dropped, and it's not at a replacement population, and that the propaganda supporting that's behind this demographic problem that white ethnic people have is a form of quote.
There sure are
genocide.
A lot of people that are worried about how many kids other people are having.
And the thing, my argument is like, if you really have that as your argument, why aren't you out making love and not war? You have more kids, okay? That's the solution.
Well, most of these people are making the argument can't. They can't find somebody who's willing to carry their child. Bad Slave, thank you for the call.
Obviously there's something broken in this person.
I would say that's correct. Thank you for the call. It's pretty obvious. I mean, he went in and shot up and killed 50 people. And
that's pretty hateful to me.
Prison's going to suck. I guess his point was it was ignorance, not hate. Okay. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Free to call in. Talk live about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Going through this article from Medium.com. Somebody who's basically saying that, white middle class, and first it's libertarians, then it's the Republicans, then it's Donald Trump, then it's the white middle class, then it's the atheists. Everybody's a racist, according to this guy. And, when that's the premise of your article, I suppose that's what you should try to prove. However,
But logic is racist, though.
Right. At what point do you just sort of give up and say, well, everybody's racist except for me, and I'm the only right one, so you should listen to me?
I mean, so if that's the case, then there's no reason to strive for anything else. If literally everyone is racist, then there is zero marginal cost to being racist, and you might as well just proceed with what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's true. So going on, it's hinted at by its historical development, libertarianism is particularly appealing to white middle-class men. It seems fairly obvious why this group is perhaps the most privileged in our society, and it sees little reason for a change in that social order, the societal order in place. Similarly, well, obviously, rich white men, if you're taking this premise, are more, benefiting. Middle-class men don't particularly benefit compared to rich men, so why in the world? But it doesn't really matter. I mean, in our system, Harvard's already done a study, and it says that we're closer to a plutocracy, which is ruled by the rich, than we are to a democracy anyway. So middle-class people don't have that much sway.
Right. We're a bigger oligarchy than Russia is. Our oligarchs are just better at hiding among the crowd.
I think that's correct. Similarly, the alt-right and all levels of far-right politics hold exactly the same goal, though admittedly they aim to achieve them through different means. But when the advantages start to erode, that's when we are
forced... Okay, he's not going to say what the goal is?
No. They're forced to...
What is my goal? Who needs to know?
More reactionary, authoritarian ideologies. Immigration is an ideal example for this. Since under a libertarian ideology, immigration should not be restricted in any way, borders are one of the major constructs of the state, and we shouldn't be restricting the right of people to choose where they live. However, if you actually talk to libertarians, very often you'll find that they are far more against immigration than their supposed ideology would suggest.
And this is where I love having this debate with the so-called left libertarians, because in a perfect anarchist society where...
A society without a coercive state.
Without a coercive state.
Uh-huh.
All land will be privately owned.
Sounds pretty accurate.
There will be no public...
And the water, too.
There will be no public rights of way, no unclaimed land, because anybody can claim any land. So, therefore, you don't have any right of travel or migration. If you want to cross someone else's property, you have to ask permission for the privilege of crossing their property. So, therefore, travel and immigration is not a right. It's a privilege.
I tend to think that's true because I don't believe in the right to travel for the same reasons that you're saying. It's just that you may have a right to travel, but you don't have a right to travel to walk through my living room to get there.
Right.
So, you know, where does this right of travel come from and exactly what does it mean? I tend to agree with that, but what would happen, likely, is that there would be roads that would be put in place by, say, major corporations, like Walmart and that kind of thing. Then,
or homeowners association. I like to say countries are country clubs. They're huge homeowners associations.
Well, they are, but you never had the choice as to whether or not you entered into the agreement.
Oh, sure, but, you know, I lived in a homeowners association that my parents bought into.
Yep.
I didn't have a choice.
That's
about
true.
Living there.
Yep.
Okay, and I grew up there.
Yep.
All right. Same happens.
Well, you did once you turned 18. So, I mean, it's not sure, just a whole bunch of kids coming across the border by themselves.
Sure, but if I inherit their house there, okay, I don't have a choice of whether or not to keep paying the fees to that association if I want to keep owning a house. If I don't want to keep paying the fees to that association, I sell the house and I move out of that homeowners association.
That's correct.
Okay.
So, and that is true when it comes to a libertarian society. Ultimately, this is true, right? The problem is there is no place to move that is freer or significantly freer than where we are today, and people should be able to migrate as they wish. I would like to be able to have somebody come from a foreign country and visit me without having to go through all the rigmarole that there is involved.
Oh, sure.
But I can't do that because the Homeowners Association in Washington, D.C., that has basically conquered the earth, you know.
Well, you have them, and they're basically representing all the homeowners associations of each state. Okay, so you've got this association of associations. They've got strong protections that limit the guests that can be in the country club.
And they also have strong protections against your voice ever being heard.
Correct.
So, yes, it's true. I tend to agree with you on this. However, we have a really, really inefficient system, and saying that, the problem with immigrants, if there's a problem, is that they avail themselves of welfare, right, if it's available. Who wouldn't?
68% of illegal immigrants are actually using one form of welfare or another, despite
so I've heard
prohibitions.
And right, I mean, that's if you include their children who are American citizens,
yeah,
and things
babies.
Like that. Right, the anchor babies, as it's referred to. But if you put out a bowl of cat food every morning, you can't really get angry. The cats come and eat it, you know? So if you have a program that gives a bunch of free stuff out, the problem is the program. The problem is the bowl of cat food,
oh,
not
yeah.
the cats.
The cheese in the trap is always free.
Yes. So I would say that the problem is that we have welfare programs that immigrants can avail themselves of. They're not written properly, and nobody seems to want to rewrite them. We know that it's a lot easier to grow the government by creating a wall and hiring border guards. It's easier to grow the government by hiring border guards than it is to shrink the government and actually make a welfare law that, you know, makes some damn sense.
Because our representative democratic system bases the apportionment of congressional districts on the number of persons in your district, not the number of citizens. And this is a battle that's
should
starting
be voters.
Out. And that's why you have sanctuary states that want to hog all the congressional districts, are encouraging illegal immigrants, and they want them all coming there, and they're putting them all on welfare because they want more congressional representatives to vote for more largesse to be federal funding for their states. from the federal government.
See the problem? I also think that many people would come to this country and work very hard, even if they weren't given a vote. I don't think they need it.
No, they don't.
Ultimately, that this country offers so many great things, a vote is minuscule among them. And if the reason the Republicans don't want people to come from other countries is because they might vote Democrat, well, first off, Republicans have a marketing problem. But second off, let's just make it so that that's not an issue.
I think that we should have a lot more legal immigration. I think we should make it very hard.
That's what Trump said a couple of weeks ago.
You know, get rid of birthright citizenship, make citizenship harder than getting a driver's license.
I think it should be, yeah, I think it should be difficult to be a citizen. And I don't know what it would take to do that. But that's just trimming around the edges. What I think we should do is rewrite the Constitution to make it very, very difficult for the federal government to grow in size.
That's it.
But,
yeah.
You know, that's not going to happen either. Going on with this, he's talking about the issue of borders, which does separate libertarians. They don't all think the same way. Mike, I don't suspect you feel exactly about borders as I do. But it's okay, right? I mean, just because this guy thinks that libertarians should feel this way.
I distinguish between my ideal anarchist society versus dealing with the current society as it is.
Agreed. Obviously, we have a current society, and the whatever rules you make have to function under that society. You can't. The Democrats don't get to say, we'll just have the libertarian ideals that we like, and we aren't going to apply the rest of them. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Sorry. The same rhetoric around the undeserving poor is used both towards people on welfare and immigrants who are apparently coming to live on welfare. This is also due to the idea that immigrants will vote for left-wing parties more, which they do, than lead to a stronger welfare state. Time and time again, what libertarians have shown to be willing to abandon what they claim as their core principles to uphold the societal order, which places them on top.
That doesn't make us unique as humans.
No, I wouldn't.
You get on top from merit, from working and achieving and innovating and earning people's recognition of what you've worked in.
Well, my system that I've just laid out here, I welcome people coming to this country. You just don't get a vote. You just don't get free stuff.
Right.
And no free stuff, no vote.
You want opportunities, you come for opportunities, not for a gravy train.
And that is consistent as it could possibly be with libertarianism. It's not a problem with it. It's not consistent with democracy, but I think democracy sucks because I hate human beings. I think the vast majority of them are stupid. Okay? Yes, I absolutely believe that, 100%. If you have a 100 IQ, I don't consider that average. I consider that dumb. 855-450-3733.
Call in and spread your hate. We said.
855-453 is in freedom. I know. It's a terrible position. But this is 48 years I've lived on this planet with folks, and I haven't grown to love them. Free Talk Live.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.